Well, the DTE Common Sense Hotline is open for business. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Saddle up. Giddy up, I say. A lot of folks checking in on this story about the 20-year-old college kid getting thrown in jail for 83 days for posting a picture of an AR-15 in one of his social media sites, Snapchat, with his friends. Completely outrageous story from Chippewa County. And I look up on the Common Sense Hotline and I see nobody else but Trucker Randy is checking in. There he is, folks. Trucker Randy from the Great White North here in Michigan. Randy, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. I want to put a call to action out for everybody up in the UP, if you can make it. 4:30 today, the Chippewa County Board of Commissioners are going to be voting on our Michigan for Second Amendment Sanctuary Counties resolution. And the address is 319 Court Street in Sault Ste. Marie. The meeting starts at 4:30, and we're basically asking everybody that can show up to please drive there, voice your support for our resolution, and push these five commissioners to approve it.
Now, for people that don't know, Randy, what are you guys efforting? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to get the commissioners to get on board with?
Basically, Steve, we have a boilerplate resolution that I have produced with corporate counsel's advice and guidance. All 83 counties in the state of Michigan are being presented with our resolution. And what we're saying very simply is that we have our Second Amendment rights given to us in our U.S. Constitution. Our state constitution, Article 1, Section 6, says every person shall have the right to bear arms to protect himself and the state. And what we're saying is we have tolerated numerous infringements on those rights for years. Registering your handguns, having to get a CPL to carry, pay the fees, pay the training. We're saying simply enough is enough. Any future infringements on our gun rights going forward as of this date, these counties will be sanctuary areas, a safe haven, a refuge from red flag laws that have already been introduced in Lansing, February 28th, three bills in the House, three bills in the Senate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer already sent a letter on 9/11 to President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to pass these laws at the federal level. And what we're saying is very simply, enough is enough. No more infringements, no more laws. If you do it in Lansing, if you do it in Washington, they will not be enforced in these counties.
All right, so that's coming up today, February 13th at 4:30 p.m., the Chippewa County Board of Commissioners voting on the Michigan Second Amendment Sanctuary County Resolution. By the way, Randy, I look at the group that was formed right around Christmas.
Yes, sir.
It's the Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties, Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties on Facebook. Almost 95,000 members as of this moment, 95,000 people across Michigan. I don't think you get 95,000 people to agree on much of anything, but they do on this.
Amen. And we also, Steve, have a county page for every county, and we've got another 27,000 members there that are not part of the state page.
All right, so how many counties have taken your resolution and said yes?
The first one was Mackinac County on January the 23rd. As of yesterday, Mount Morenci was the 11th. We have passed this in 11 counties in 15 business days, not counting the weekends.
11 counties, 72
yes,
to go.
Sir.
72
yes,
to go.
Sir.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
You'll never get them all. You know that, obviously, going in, but your passion is important. Trucker Randy here, by the way, you can catch him up north on the radio as well. And where else can people find you, Randy?
YourDefendingFathers.com. We do the show live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and it repeats every 3 hours on the website, YourDefendingFathers.com.
Godspeed, Randy. Good luck out there, and be careful driving. But for the folks in Chippewa County, your chance to be heard. And you can also speak up for this kid, Lucas Gearhart, jailed 83 days for a picture. A picture.
Yep.
They've lost their minds up there, Randy. They lost their minds in the prosecutor's office anyhow. I mean, that's absurd. It's obscene. It shall not stand. Anyhow, great time.
They can speak in favor of our resolution, and last words they can say is drop the case against Lucas.
There you go. I stand with Lucas. All right. Randy, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve.
There you go, Trucker Randy. Let's go to Rod, standing by on the DTE Common Sense Hotline in Flint. Rod, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing well.
Great, great. I just want to make a comment here real quick. You know, there's an old military term that says, some people don't respect nothing but the barrel of a gun. And when this guy pulls his lawyers out, I hope they look at the lawyers' barrels of their guns, because it's going to cost them so much money. And this is a travesty, because everybody, everywhere, is trying to come against Second Amendment rights. People on the left are trying to use all their money and their resources to change the laws or get it amended. It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. I agree with you. By the way, for anybody listening, you can keep up on the story at stevegruber.com. I'll have an update coming here a little bit later this morning. Stevegruber.com. You can stay up and find out what's going on with Lucas Gearhart, his father, Mark, and the whole case there in Chippewa County. Rod, I greatly appreciate you checking in. The DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. If it matters to you, we're going to talk about it here. If it matters to you, we'll talk about it here on this program. That's the way it works. I don't care if it's national, statewide, or what it may be. We'll talk about it for you here on the program, because if it matters to you, it matters to me. That's the point of the program, isn't it? That's the point of you getting up and listening and joining in every day, isn't it? Is to say, listen, we've got some things we've got to pay attention to, and this is one of them. And I don't disagree with what Rod said. Your Second Amendment rights have been under assault your entire life. It's just getting more crucial now as you see what happened in Virginia. You see what they're willing to do with red flag laws. You see what they're willing to do with the Second Amendment, which is toss it out the window. They don't care about the Second Amendment. I mean, the ACLU will tell you if you call and ask, what about the Second Amendment? They say they don't think it's being interpreted properly. They don't recognize the Second Amendment as it is written. That's the American Civil Liberties Union that's supposed to defend the Constitution. So when you think the cards are stacked against you, you're absolutely right. Quick break and final thoughts right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.